Hi everyone! Today we're here to talk about how each Enneagram type wakes up in the morning. So I'll have you take it away, DJ.
Yeah, so I think how like each one would wake up, starting with like the type one. Type ones are like the anal retentive reformers, you know, they're not low stress people. So I think maybe a fear of ones is waking up and thinking, my God, did I scrub the toilet counterclockwise instead of clockwise? And then they have to think, oh, everyone else is scrubbing the toilet counterclockwise, or they aren't scrubbing it every Thursday. So, you know, they just wake up with that horror that they did it wrong, and they'll just have to live with it forever. So, that moral crushing, because, you know, I believe there's, something in the Bible about cleaning your toilet every Thursday and scrubbing it clockwise and not counterclockwise. It may be in the Old Testaments, along with not eating shellfish. So there's that. The twos, I've heard love like scented candles. And they probably have their whole groups of people that they take care of that they secretly want to be dependent upon them. So I would think the twos would wake up and they'd go into their bathroom and start their morning routine. And they've got a scented candle with a photo of each coworker on there that they keep. And they've named it after them. And, you know, you could just coddle it like a little baby. Like, don't worry, Jeremy, in accounting, you helpless baby, I'm here for you. And lighting them, that's a big stroke to the ego. I think threes would probably wake up from like a terrible nightmare that haunts them, where they go to like a job interview for a prestigious high-end job. And they're just asked a bunch of personal questions, like, what's your favorite color? Or what are you feeling right now? Let's discuss your failures in detail. And things like that. That would be pretty terrifying to have some self-knowledge for threes. I think for fours, well, everything would be black. They're probably the only type that sleeps in a black turtleneck and also while smoking. So they would have that. And they're probably the only type that would have a photo of Vincent Van Gogh. And they would pick it up and look at it and be like, oh, Vinny, you've never truly suffered as I have. You know, they're in their minds, they're a bird of paradise among a swarming flock of pigeons. You know, they're truly suffering as they decide which black turtleneck to wear that day. And then for the fives, the fives are like known to be hermits. So I'd imagine they'd wake up and then audiobooks would start playing. The news would be start playing. There's a bombardment of information. They'd live in a library / bomb shelter to just keep them away from people. And they'd probably be thrilled, you know, and they'd probably have a very powerful electric fence surrounding their property to protect them from their neighbor and small talk, so they don't have to hear about their neighbor Gary's gallbladder surgery or anything. So that probably gives them a lot of comfort and peace. That's the life they're living. I think the sixes would wake up, both of them, either the counterphobic or the phobic, just worried, you know, and any little thing could be stressing them out, or change, or things happening. You know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories about Russia spying us and everything. So, you know, it's probably, you know, one might wake up and might be really stressful because they've got a new mailman and he kind of looks Eastern European. So you just don't know. And you have to sit there worrying, you know, they probably never really slept. They're just expecting their Eastern European mailman to kind of just be rummaging through their mail or something like that. You know, they never went to sleep. Sevens, they probably get up and do cocaine. And they're probably the only type that actually has a drum kit surrounding their toilet when they have a morning BM, because God forbid they send the silence and realize they have an emotional range that goes deeper and more complex than a golden retriever. So there's other feelings other than that. So they've got the golden retriever beat. Eights are probably like the perpetual angry old man when they wake up. They just probably wake up and turn on the news and get mad. And they're probably imagining all these slights and everything. you know, they probably go and get their morning coffee and think that the person serving them has an attitude and they're just ready to make a scene. A lot of them probably aren't allowed back at like Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. And I think the nines, that, you know, the evil thing about nines is that they're enablers and they're so good at listening that and understanding other people that people think that they're actually agreeing with them. So they would probably wake up in the morning and get a text from a cousin saying like, oh my God, I have to admit it, I have a cocaine addiction. But instead of like challenging them and admitting that there's a real problem that might have to be dealt with, they'd just be like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you found your passion. And that's the very morning lives of the nine types.
You really belong in an improv class or on stage being a comedian too. And so, yes.
Thanks, Trace.
Yeah. All of these jokes are set for comedic value. Do not take this as educational. Take this as a humorous comedic content, guys. But DJ's super funny. Like, he's drop dead funny. Hope you enjoyed this little laugh, and I hope you wake up in the morning a little better than these nine types did today. So take care, everyone. Bye.
Mm-hmm. See, and the nice thing is no one's probably going to leave any angry comments because, you know, this looks like a place where like a serial killer may live. And she's like, oh my God, she knows a serial killer. Don't troll her.
Yeah. You don't mess with serial killers or they mess with you.
Yeah, especially serial killers into typology.